Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Good afternoon, listeners, again. Welcome to Church Lady Now. I am Brother Grant, and we are offering an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. And today, we have Come Holy Spirit in our series, Part 15. Now, today's teaching is Walking in the Spirit. And our goal is to help you live a life that will help you learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. And application is our goal. As I said, I'm Brother Grant, and I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. We broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 Pacific Time. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 15th teaching in the series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. He has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and the Son of God. Today, the Holy Spirit is here to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in and through us. Today, our teaching is Walking in the Spirit. Now, let's look at some of the Bible data. Did you know walking in the Spirit is mentioned 47 times in the Bible? Yes, 47 Bible verses talk about walking in the Spirit. These verses are found in both the Old and New Testament. For those of you that are data miners, let's look at how many times Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible. And you can note that when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about what includes all of His names, symbols, and titles, which include the following: Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, Authority, Anointing, Cloud, Convictor, Creator, Dove, Finger of God, Fire. And we're talking about the symbols and titles of the Holy Spirit. So He's also described as a hand, intercessor, joy, judge, and liberty, producer of fruit, prophecy, power, rain, seed, sanctifier, wind, resurrection, teacher, third person, wisdom, and water. All of these are symbols of the title of the Holy Spirit. So many times in the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, it is, according to different sources on the web, 388 times in the King James Version of the Bible, 386 times in the New International Version of the Bible, 381 times in the American Standard Version of the Bible, and 394 times in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. So we can note that there is some consistency in most of the Bible versions. He is mentioned a low of 381 times and a high of 394 times. So the Holy Spirit is in the Bible. It's our job to learn about it and Him. We are happy to tell you that we have become a fully certified tax-deductible organization. We have achieved our 501c3 ministry status. So all donations to this ministry are now fully tax-deductible. This ministry is good soil to sow your seed of giving to help the less fortunate. Our ministry is, with a brief overview, and don't let our name fool you, this is not a ladies-only ministry. The truth is, the majority of the people we minister to are men. Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless for many years. The name church lady was given to Pastor Artis by the homeless people she ministers to. They could not remember her name, So they started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. And we are called to present the good news of salvation because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves to teach about the Bible, and Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. And now, we want to serve the less fortunate. The ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, heal, proclaim liberty to captives, and set those in prison free. With a focus on spiritual and emotional healing, we serve the homeless and homeless men, women, and children in our local battered women's shelter. Minister Artis Oliver, also known as Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. And her favorite Bible teacher is Joyce Myers. She says she always wanted to grow up and to be a great Bible teacher, just like Joyce Myers. So the good news of salvation and how we live to overcome Christian life is our ministry mantle. And you'll see it scrolling across your computer screen, along with the Holy Spirit clip art, is our contact information. And you can become a Church Lady Ministry partner and help us serve the less fortunate for just $9.99 a month. You can help us to teach the gospel and to serve. Now, to become a ministry partner, you can call us to enroll, and you can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you a ministry partner package. So now let us join Church Lady for today's teaching, and our program teaching today is Walking by Faith. This evening, we're going to learn how to walk by faith. So now let's join Church Lady for today's teaching. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that. Good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing? Welcome to Church Lady Now. Our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life and to be a blessing to others. I pray all is well with you and your families today, and thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. Today, our subject is walking by faith, or should we say walking by the Spirit. Are you walking by faith? We're not talking about a walk based on situations, but a lifestyle walk. If you said yes, that you are walking by faith, which means you are ready to move to a deeper spiritual walk. If you said no, or I'm not sure, we have some good news for you. You too can learn to walk in the Spirit, walk by faith. Did you know that there are only two kinds of walks? A faith walk or a flesh walk? That is, a faith lifestyle or a sin lifestyle. Today we're going to learn how to walk in the Spirit. We're going to learn how to yield to the teachings and the urgings of the Holy Spirit. Being led by the Holy Spirit is living according to God's teaching in the gospel. When we walk in the Spirit, we bear the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, and goodness. Our scripture references are from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 3 through 8 in the NIV, which reads as follows. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an ongoing offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law, for it is not able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. That's a mouthful. Well, we're going to break it down as we move along in the study of walking by faith or walking in the Spirit. Now, the backstory of this is in the book of Romans, which was written by the Apostle Paul. And those of you who listen to our program often, you know that Paul is my boy. I love Paul because he is so real and true. When this book was written, Paul was said to be in Corinth, planning to visit the church in Rome. Paul wrote this epistle. Epistle is a letter. It's written communication. He wrote this epistle to the church in Rome, whom he had not yet in person. But he wrote this letter to introduce himself and to introduce his teachings. The Holy Spirit. In the book of Romans, the Holy Spirit gives power to the teaching and the working of miracles. Paul makes it clear the Holy Spirit dwells in Christians and develops our lives into holy lifestyles by giving us power to overcome sin. He gives us a pattern of holiness to follow and guides us into a place of purification of conscience. The Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, pours out God's love into our hearts with joy, peace, and power. He then teaches us how to pray and how to sincerely call God Father, which gives us assurance that we are God's children. Are you certain you are a child of God? The flesh and the spirit. We are all flesh and spirit. We are all flesh and spirit. The flesh is our human nature, sin nature. And the spirit is what I like to call our Jesus nature. If I asked you today, are you living in the flesh or in the spirit, what would you say? Hey, I must admit, I live more in the flesh than the spirit. To live out of the flesh is to live out of human nature, or some would call it our Adamic nature, our sin nature. However, to live in Christ is to have access to every spiritual blessing. I find myself living in a state of contradiction, and so do most Christians. That is to say, what is in us does not always match up with our spirits. Now, the goal is to be in Christ and to allow Christ to be in us. Christ manifests himself in our spirits. Walking in the Spirit is allowing the Holy Spirit to transition us from life in the flesh to a life in the Spirit. Now, the truth is a transition from the flesh to the spirit cannot be accomplished by the natural man. We can only do so much. We must, however, trust Christ to do the work in us by the Holy Spirit. Up until recently, I struggled with some stuff about myself that people would say to my face. I had a tendency to let what others said about me bother me. I would have battles in my mind. You know, I should have said this, or next time I'm going to say this. Anybody out there know what I'm talking about? Well, recently my mind was playing back some of the things family and non-family members have said to me. It was all those verbal put-downs, such as, "My, you've gained weight. You think you're something. Who do you think you are?" Or that big, dirty dig, "You call yourself a woman of God?" Those are killer phrases, words that were designed to destroy me. I tell you the truth. Sometimes I would retaliate, or other times just sit in silence and withdraw. The strange thing is nobody seemed to care that the darts had been fired at me. They only looked at my reaction to being stunned by the darts. You know, I've been praying for years about this thorn in my side. I've been praying and asking God to deliver me from what people said about me, asking God to help me to not react to what people said to me or about me. Today, I know God has produced in me a spirit of more than enough. I am good enough just as I am, period. What others are saying has to do with their issues and not mine. I am more than enough. Now I can draw a line in the sand and say, "Please don't talk to me like that." Or I can just remove myself from anyone who desires not to celebrate me. The sin nature had me when I would retaliate or withdraw. And then everybody had something negative to say, such as, "You know how she is." Now, the sin nature of fear and inadequacy no longer has me bound. Sin nature knew my weaknesses and always went after it. Sin nature in all cases is not necessarily designed to get us to sin, but it is designed to get us to the place where the bad behavior of others is controlling us, oppressing us, and killing us. I do not have a need to defend myself or be the subject of criticism. My satisfaction is in the Holy Spirit, and I will not walk in the flesh. Every day I make a choice. I choose to focus on those things that are good and those things that are holy. My victory is standing behind Christ. Christ in my heart gives me power to live. Now, in the spirit is where the fight is. We're talking about the flesh and the spirit. My circumstances have not changed, but I have. A spirit of more than enough has been birthed in me. And that means that no more backhand berating comments will affect me like they did in the past, because I am more than enough. And I know how to draw the line in the sand and say, "You cannot talk to me like that." Or, "I can remove myself." That is called boundary setting in relationships. Walking in the Spirit. When we walk in the Spirit, we allow our feelings and our emotions to walking in the flesh. I jumped the gun here. When we walk in the flesh, we allow our feelings and our emotions to overtake us and our conduct. Allowing our feelings and emotions to control us makes us slave to them. We're talking about the flesh now. We're talking about being a slave to our flesh. Now, the truth is, where the feelings and the emotions go, the behavior will follow. For example, we live in a society where illegal recreational drug use is a multi-million dollar business. People use drugs to feel good. Unfortunately, the same thing that makes people feel good can lead to death. Drug use is a biggie, but let's go to where most of us live, on the petty side of the flesh. Did you know lying and cheating for any reason is an act of the flesh? In our society, it is more acceptable to exhibit fleshly behavior than it is to exhibit spiritual behavior. Now, the truth is, what comes out of the flesh leads to death. The law of the spirit, on the other hand, brings life. In his book, Walking in the Spirit, Ken Burden gives 7 suggestions on how to walk in the spirit. So here are his 7 suggestions on how to walk in the Spirit. First, he says, walking in the Spirit is for all Christians. So his suggestion is that all Christians should walk in the Spirit. He says that walking in the Spirit is having a spiritual life, and that it's just not for Pentecostals or Charismatics, but it's for all Christians. We're talking about his 7 suggestions, so he suggests that all of us walk in the Spirit. He suggests that we set our minds on things of the Spirit. Many of us overcome or struggle with overcoming fleshly types of things. Well, he said that we cannot extract air out of a glass unless we fill it with something else. In order to have thoughts that are pleasing to God, we need new thoughts. We need to think on things that are good, pure, and lovely. Burden also said that we've got to put to death the deeds of the flesh. That is, that we need to make a choice. We need to make a choice to discontinue certain types of behavior. Why? So that the Holy Spirit can increase. So when we say no to sin, we're saying yes to God. We're saying yes to the Holy Spirit. Burden also said that we must allow the Holy Spirit to lead. The Holy Spirit leads us through the Word, through the Bible. So that means that we've got to read the Word in order to be led. He also said that we've got to take time to get to know God. We're talking about his 7 suggestions to developing a spiritual walk. And the way that we get to know God is by reading the Bible, prayer, worship, and praise. And let us not forget, through the trials of life. Burden teaches that we have hope, that the Holy Spirit helps us to focus on life and to come to that wonderful place that God has for us. And lastly, he tells us to pray in the Spirit. He says that the Holy Spirit joins us in prayer and he helps us to pray as we ought. And he helps us to pray prayers according to the will of God. And we know the will of God because we've read the Bible, because we're reading the Bible. There are 7 things that he recommends that we do spiritually. Now, in the book of Galatians, we find a promise for those who walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16 in the New King James says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When we walk in the Spirit, it is the opposite of walking in the flesh. Walking in the flesh is walking in disobedience. In the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel prophesied that in the last days, God would put his Spirit on his people. The infilling of God's Spirit would result in obedience to the Word of God, obedience to God. You and I, we're forgiven people, and we have been released from the power of sin. Yes, we are forgiven and walking in the Spirit, which leads to obedience to the Word of God. Beloved, God and his Word are one. When we are walking in the Spirit, we are walking to please God, increasing in knowledge about God and bearing fruit. Walking in the Spirit results in fruit. This is found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, which read, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." Now, those who belong to Christ have been crucified with Christ. Our flesh was crucified with Christ, and we live by the Spirit. So let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking another or envying another. We are talking about the flesh and the Spirit. Now, walking in the Spirit can be called keeping in step with the Spirit or being controlled by the Holy Spirit. When we have been faithful to walking in the Spirit, there is evidence. There's evidence that we're keeping in step with the Spirit. There's evidence that we've yielded our lives to the Spirit. The difference between walking in the Spirit and walking in flesh. When we have God's Spirit, we produce fruit. If there is no fruit, we are walking in the flesh. Spiritual people crucify the flesh and do not allow the desires of the flesh to lead them. Those who walk in the flesh are on a path of destruction. In Galatians, the Apostle Paul says, the acts of the flesh, we're talking about the flesh now, are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, adultery, witchcraft, we're talking about the acts of the flesh, hatred, scorn, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, and the like. And Paul says, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So there's some behaviors that are flesh behaviors that do not lead to us being obedient to God. Paul goes on then to say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, forbearance, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The fruit of the flesh is sexual immorality, impurity. Those things that put to death. We're talking about the flesh. The flesh leads to death. The flesh leads to death. Paul is teaching the Galatians that the same Holy Spirit which drew them into salvation, now this is the good news, the same Holy Spirit which drew them into salvation will regenerate them and cause their new life to grow, their spiritual life, the faith walk. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to grow in spiritual things. So Paul is teaching that there is an experience with the Holy Spirit that goes beyond our initial salvation. He's teaching that our experience with the Holy Spirit is ongoing. Beloved, we receive the Holy Spirit by faith, and it continues to manifest in our lives. That is, the receiving of the Holy Spirit continues to manifest in our lives as we walk by faith. When we yield to His control, I said yield, because it's a choice. We yield to God's ways, we yield to God's words, and He then is able to help us to die to flesh, and to mature in our spirits. In summary, walking by the Spirit is what we do when the desires produced by the Spirit are stronger than the desires produced by the flesh. All the good inclinations or preferences or desires that we have are given to us by the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we are flesh and bones. Paul said in Romans 7:18, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. Without the influences of the Holy Spirit, none of our inclinations or desires to be holy or to be good would be manifested. Because our mind is flesh and it's hostile to the law of God. But the new birth is the Holy Spirit creating in us new desires and new loves. When these new desires are stronger than our flesh desires, then we are walking by the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, walking by faith. We are acting then according to our strongest desires. Therefore, walking by Spirit is something the Holy Spirit helps us to do by producing in us strong desires that line up with God's will. This is what God said he would do in Ezekiel 36, 26, and 27. God said, a new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Thus, when we walk by the Spirit, we experience the fulfillment of Ezekiel. We experience a new heart. We experience a new spirit. We experience God's Spirit within us. In concluding today, it is my prayer that this teaching has enlightened and encouraged you today. The Spirit walk is for all Christians. There may be some of you out there who have not received Jesus as Lord. I want to pray with you the prayer of salvation. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. So, just repeat after me. Jesus, I confess you as my Lord, and I believe that you died and rose again. Today, I invite you into my heart to be the Lord of my life. If you just repeated after me and you said that prayer with sincerity, born again. You have just taken the first step of your faith walk. Welcome into the kingdom of God. Please give us a call, and we will provide to you your faith walk introduction packet. And now it's time to close our program. I have enjoyed our time together. Now let's go back to Brother Grant.
So, yes, that was wonderful teaching, very meaningful. And so before we say goodbye today, we want to bless you, our audience, with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This was our 15th teaching in the series of teaching Come Holy Spirit. Now, you can contact us if you would like to follow up or get more information. You can follow us on social media, and we have a Facebook page, which is Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. You can inbox us, like us, and follow us. We are on Blog Talk Radio, and you can go into the archives of Blog Talk Radio and get more than 90 shows now that we have done. So you can learn about Jesus Christ, you can learn about Christianity, and you can go into the many different teachings of Church Lady. So we've got Facebook, we've got Blog Talk Radio Archives, and we have churchladyministries@gmail.com. You can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So we want to thank you for joining us today, and please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific time as we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives. So remember, if you want to become a ministry partner, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information, because our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life. Our contact information is on the screen, so please call. You can get more information by visiting our Facebook and Church Lady Ministries pages. So we want you to join us next week and share this information with a friend. So again, thank you for joining us today, and this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.